Hi, Susan Graham Ryan with you. One more death has been recorded at Newmarch House overnight, the seventh coronavirus fatality at that aged care home. An 89-year-old woman died in the Sydney facility. New South Wales also recording five new confirmed cases, Victoria with another two. The confirmed cases nationwide stand at more than 6,600. While Victoria is standing firm on their stay-at-home restrictions for now, they're the only mainland state not to announce the relaxation plans as yet. More than 2 million Australians have now downloaded the new COVID Safe Tracing app. The voluntary smartphone application uses Bluetooth to keep track of a user's close contacts. The data is set to help the work of more than 7,000 healthcare workers conducting contact tracing across the country. $95 million is going to zoos and wildlife sanctuaries across Australia to ensure operating expenses for animal welfare are maintained. Federal Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says it will be paid up until the 1st of July.
These businesses have been without income for months now, and you simply can't do that while keeping up the expenses of keeping animals alive.
And Oprah, Julia Roberts and former US President George W. Bush are among more than 200 celebrities set to take part in a live stream event on Saturday morning. The Call to Unite will feature the star-studded cast performing songs, sharing stories, or offering prayers to help us overcome the challenges of the pandemic. In sport, police have confirmed a number of investigations continue after three NRL players were fined for a camping trip. South's Latrell Mitchell, Melbourne winger Josh Adokar and Tyrone Roberts-Davis from Newcastle have copped a $1,000 fine for breaching the stay-at-home rules. Deputy Police Commissioner Gary Warboys says they're still looking into it.
Local police will today gather further information and speak to people. They are making inquiries in relation to firearms offences and the use of unregistered vehicles.
That's the latest. I'm Susan Graham Ryan.
We love